Well, Phil, some light entertainment, I suppose, at the end of the innings from Mitch Clayton and Graham Onions there, but generally it's been a disappointing two innings from Durham.
It has. Obviously, we came this morning knowing that we're up against it, and obviously Graham and Mitch went out and just enjoyed themselves a little bit, and they give us something to watch and have a little giggle about, make us happy. But, yeah, you look back at the last 3 days, I think it's been a bit of a poor performance from the batters. I think we've got out playing some really bad shots, but we got out to some really, really good bowling as well. So I think they put us under pressure from the first two seamers, which was Adams and Phillips. Them two showed what they should do with a new ball, and they just put us under pressure, the both innings, and we just couldn't match them.
I mean, it was uncharacteristic from Durham. I mean, you scored more centuries than anybody last year. You had a very strong batting lineup last year. This match, for some reason, every player going out into the middle didn't look to me as if they had any confidence. I don't know why, but it seemed to permeate down through the team.
I think we were full of confidence when we started the game, but I think, like I said just before, I think the Nottinghamshire bowlers put us under a lot of pressure. They put the ball in the right area, swinging around, bouncing a bit, and they're just too good for us.
What was it like for you yesterday afternoon? You were running out of partners. I mean, if you had other people to stick around with you, who knows what could have happened? You got up to 80, but I mean, it got to the point where there were times where you weren't even running when you could have got runs.
Yeah, I think that was just part of the thing we had yesterday. Obviously, the bowlers worked really hard over the past 2 or 3 days. From a bowler's mentality, I think when Graham Onions came and says, "I'm not here just to give me a wicket, I'd want to come back tomorrow and bowl at these if I was a bowler." So Bunny put up the guard, and we made them come back today, and hoping for a little bit of weather, but we got a little bit, but not enough.
Must have put a smile on your face seeing Mitch get a half century as his best first class score today.
Yeah, it's always good when people get good scores. Obviously his highest score ever, sort of thing, but it's a shame it's came in a game where we cannot really celebrate it, but I'm sure he'll get a few more of them during the season.
Is there a bit of a state of shock in the dressing room today, would you say?
I think it's still early days. I think obviously the weather played a decent part of it. It was very cold out there. Lum took us down a little bit, getting 140, and we were very, very cold at the end of it. So I think it played a little bit of a part, but that's just the way cricket is. I wouldn't say it was a state of shock, but we just have to learn from that.
And you try and put this one to bed as quickly as you can. You've got to go down to Lords next week. Middlesex have just beaten Surrey there. So, try and write this one off as a one-off.
Oh, yeah, I think every game, OK, you win some, you lose some, but you don't want to dwell on it too much. It's early season. We're just getting into it again. But it's a good learning curve for us, this. I think we're not just going to rock up and just expect to win. We've got to battle hard. We get teams coming here wanting to take us down. But I think we've got to step up our gear again.
Likely to be changes next week? Paul Collingwood back, perhaps?
Yeah, Collie's recovering from his virus. So I think he will be travelling with us down to Lourdes. So we'll just see what happens.